This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Thursday that his administration is looking ways to reduce some federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
It should be noted the debt will still be paid, and what Biden's forgiveness will do will change who pays off the student loans, meaning you, the American taxpayers. Some members of Congress are calling for President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act because of concerns that Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine is draining the United States stockpiles at an alarming rate. The president is planning to visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama that makes Javelins next Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The premier of the British Virgin Islands and the director of the Caribbean Territories Ports were arrested Thursday on drug smuggling charges in South Florida. Premier Andrew Fahey and an associate were taken into custody by U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents at Miami's Executive Airport and charged with conspiracy to import cocaine and conspiracy to launder money. Oklahoma is getting ready to enforce their version of the anti-abortion heartbeat law. Tim Berg reports.
Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Since the measure has an emergency provision, it would take effect immediately. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The National Football League 2022 draft took place Thursday in Las Vegas, Nevada. League Commissioner Roger Goodell on NFL Network.
With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker. With the second pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
No, it's great. I'm happy I get to go back to Detroit, go back to Motor City, hopefully win some ball games and you know, get back to winning. I'm fired up. It's made a great decision.
Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, Thursday called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a traitor to the United States.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They compare you to Benedict Arnold. You know, no parent with the last name Arnold names their kid Benedict. They wonder, what will the Mayorkas family do down the road?
Mr. Buck tells Newsmax his constituents are alarmed at the rate the Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
You let millions of people in, you have an amnesty program, and you completely bypass the legal system that we have for immigration. It is unbelievable that he would combine those two things, those two statements and those two ideas in a hearing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. John Fleetwood is joining us. He is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how are you?
Bill Martinez, my favorite purveyor of truth. Humble to be
hey,
here.
Buddy.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm terrific. Looking forward to our conversation. But before we get into these current issues, I want to, you know, the last time you were on, we talked about your experience in Ukraine. It's been a couple of weeks since you've been back now. What is, you know, how do you feel now, 2 weeks removed, and what is moving through your consciousness right now after this incredible experience that you had in the Ukraine?
There were a couple events being there that really stuck in my mind. One of the biggest ones was going through some of these refugee camps. And I thought going in, as I told you before, Bill, I thought going in there were going to be a lot of males there trying to get across the border. I thought it'd be a lot of younger, maybe fighting age men, and it wasn't. It was all women. I should say mostly women, mostly children. And as I'm going through these camps, I try to capture these long form, you know, minutes long, you know, like single shots, like you might see in a movie. These single shots that you're going through. And looking at the scene and capturing these images of these women and children. And I'd go back and we'd be in the van when we'd go back across the border into Romania. And it would take, you know, a long time for that trip. So I'd take advantage to get some stills from that video. And I'd have to get some pictures of these women's faces and these children's faces and some of the men there too. And it was taking those stills. It really hit home because I'm looking into their eyes. I'm seeing these are real people. I've got two kids. I've got a daughter and a son, and they're younger. And I'm putting them in their place. I'm putting my kids in the place of what if these were my kids? And it breaks my heart. It's just a lot of women and children, and it's just a horrible situation.
Yeah, what if it was your kids and your wife and you weren't there? And they didn't know who to count on. They're just hoping upon hope and praying that they will be connected with the right person that will watch out for them, because now they're, you know, all their protection and their covering is gone. Hear you relate this, it really shakes my whole psyche on this, what these people are enduring right now. And
I think no matter what side of the debate you're on, if you're pro Zelensky, if you're pro Putin, or you just want to stay out, if you just want to stay out of the whole thing, I think everybody can agree that it's just a horrible situation for the civilians. And unfortunately, those are the people, whether you're in Ukraine or Romania or you're even in the United States, it's the civilians mm-hmm. who are going to suffer from what these governments are doing, or in the case of, you know, Ukraine and Russia, they're not able to come to any kind of peaceful agreement. It's the civilians who suffer.
Exactly. And the thing is that it's, I don't know, everybody tries to rationalize whatever their position is. But right. when you consider the Ukraine, as far as the people, okay, the government of Ukraine, whole other issue. But the people right. themselves fear God. I mean, there is a spiritual and a vibrant spiritual element there in the Ukraine, is there not?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's where we went. We went to these churches in in these cities that we went to minister to, like Ratkes. They were churches that we went to, and it's the churches, the Christians. I mean, they were the ones who were ministering to these refugees who were fleeing. It's the Christians who answered the call. It wasn't the government was actually of Ukraine talking to these refugees. Even the refugees who are pro-Ukraine, like this female refugee that I interviewed, was pro-Ukraine, very anti-Putin, but still was very critical of her own government, because every step of the way they put up blockades through these corridors to get the Ukrainians out of these dangerous areas, these war zones. Mm-hmm. They put up blockades, and it was the Christians who stepped up to the call, and like they always have throughout history.
Exactly. I was going to say, refugees. I'm glad you said that, because see, this is the difference, and people, you know, fail to see the impact and the importance of the power of our spirituality. And it has always been the churches and Christians that come to the forefront and offer comfort and care to migrants. It is the churches that always step up. But, you know, they don't want to report on that. They want to make it seem like it's some other force, because if you say it's the churches, then you have to acknowledge that it is God, and it's God's hand that is involved here in a postmodern world that exactly. wants to ignore God and turn their back on God, right?
That's right. And it, the Christians will go there. I'm a Christian. I went on behalf of American faith, but also influenced church in Southern California, who helped facilitate this trip. It's the Christians who are there, the boots on the ground. It's funny because, you know, for example, the U.S. government, who's providing most of the, for example, military aid to Ukraine, they're just trying to throw money at it. I don't know if I'm sure you saw Biden wants to give another, what is it, like $33 billion
right.
to Ukraine. But even CNN, left-leaning CNN, who is promoting the mainstream narrative, Ukraine good, Russia bad, even they say, this was, I think, last week, CNN put out a piece that said the U.S. government doesn't know where these weapons are going. Mm-hmm. So we're sending these you know, rocket launchers and these vehicles and all this weaponry, this military weaponry, and even the U.S. government, reported by CNN, say they don't know where all this weaponry is going. So it's just funny, because the secular position is to just throw money at it, throw money at the problem. That's kind of the left issue. You throw money at the problem, throw money at mm-hmm. the problem, send weapons. But a lot of times that's hurting. Even the CNN piece said this could end up in the hands of terrorists and arming terrorists.
Exactly. And like that's never happened before, John, where we have helped a country, and the next thing you know, it's our bullets and guns that are killing our young men and women.
That's right. Fast and furious with the Mexican southern border. And you can go down the list what happened in the Middle East. But mm-hmm. but my main point is, and it's yours too, Bill, is that the left will throw money at it, and it doesn't help. It's the Christians who will go in and be boots on the ground and actually provide physical aid to these people, Christians.
Yeah, the thing that was shocking to me when they asked this one church what they needed most, and they said flak jackets. And why would they need flak jackets? I said, well, when the people are standing in line, you know, for soup or food or some provision, this is when they're getting gunned down. and they need to have some protection. Can you imagine? I mean, here they are standing in line to get some comfort, to get some meals, and they come in and shoot them down. It's absolutely horrific. It really is. We've got more from John Fleetwood on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, you know, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right, but there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Fleetwood continues with us. John, in the news, of course, Elon Musk, you know, really turning social media oligarchs on their head, wondering, okay, what's going to happen? We've got the culture, the people involved with Twitter, they're upset. They're, you know, thinking most of them are going to be out of a job. But then the government comes up with this idea, you know, through the Department of what is it, Department of Homeland Security, now we're going to have, what is going to be the Ministry of Truth. You know, shades and memories of 1984, right? This is our government unveiling this new disinformation governance board. And I think it was quite interesting that this was done on the immediate heels of Elon Musk taking over Twitter, saying that it was going to be an open platform consistent with our constitutional values. Imagine that, huh?
Yeah, and whenever these sort of messiah-like figures come out, I wanna take a minute and just kind of pause and be aware. You know, as conservatives, we've lost so much in the mainstream. We've lost so much so often that whenever we see a big popular figure come up, we immediately make them a messiah, kind of like we did with Trump. I love Trump. I voted for Trump. I'm gonna vote for Trump again in 2024 when he runs. I think he is. So I'm very pro-Trump, but a lot of Trump's base is anti-vaccine, for example. I am. And I didn't really like that. So if you make Trump a messiah, you get the vaccine and you have to deal with that. And then, you know, some people made Q, the whole QAnon thing, a messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get things like Jan 6. And then, you know, some people made, you know, Sidney Powell, who I think did a lot of really good things. But unfortunately, there was no trial. You know, there are a lot of promises of things. There are these messiah figures. And a lot of times we get the rug pulled out from under us. So what I want to do with Musk is at least give a caution to making Musk the conservatives' next messiah. It's the danger of making a god out of what could be a globalist. And you know, for example, Musk pushes the climate change narrative. I mean, I call it a hoax. But Forbes, that was this year in January, they did a piece titled "Where Does Elon Musk Really Stand on Fighting Climate Change?" So they talk about how in 2018 he was a champion of the environment, and he said climate change is the biggest threat that humanity faces this century. It's kind of like Biden saying, "Oh, if you're white and you're a nationalist, then you are the greatest threat to democracy." And you know, they make a boogeyman out of civilians.
Right.
And Musk is doing that with this climate change hoax. He's pushing this so hard.
Well, it's consistent with his wiring and his worldview. I mean, here he comes out with an electric car. What do you think he's going to promote?
Well, right. And then if you want to get into that, I mean, who is being enriched by Musk making these cars? Unfortunately, Musk is a top enricher of China. I mean, New York Times just today, I was reading this morning in New York Times, very far left, outlet, but Musk opened, a Tesla factory in Shanghai. He opened one in Shanghai in 2019 and he said, "I really think China is the future." So that's part of Musk's mindset, is he's propping up China, even though China's got all these blackouts going on. They can't control COVID. Even if you believe the mainstream narrative on COVID, their infrastructure is falling apart. You can look up videos online of all the Chinese, these buildings are falling apart.
Exactly.
They can't build them. They have no infrastructure. And yet you have the mainstream media and guys like Musk propping up China. Why? Because the globalists, they have a plan. It's the World Economic Forum's plan. It's BlackRock's plan is to make China's the future. China's the future. Why?
Yeah.
Because they want China to be the next superpower. The World Economic Forum has said that by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They say by 2030, the U.S. will no longer be the world's leading superpower. Who's going to be the next superpower? They want China to be the next superpower because China will go along with what the World Economic Forum, BlackRock, and all these globalist organizations do. And Musk is enriching China. I mean, what powers Tesla vehicles? It's not gas. Right. It's electricity. Where does the electricity come from in the car? It comes from the battery. Well, Musk Tesla batteries come from China.
China.
They come from China's contemporary Amprex technology, CATL. This was Reuters. Chinese electric vehicle battery maker CATL said on Monday it has extended a battery supply deal with U.S. EV maker Tesla to 2025. I mean, CATL, they recently partnered with Indonesia and Germany. This is part of China's Belt and Road Initiative. They want to take over the world, and you have these globalists, propping them up. By the way, CATL where Musk is buying these batteries from, enriching China by enriching this company. That company is owned by, your listeners will probably be familiar with this company, Bohai Harvest. It's a financial asset manager, kind of like our BlackRock or Vanguard or State Street. Mm-hmm. It's a Chinese one. And that is a company that Hunter Biden,
I was going to say, Atlas, yes, exactly.
Controls a 10% stake in that Chinese firm. And that's from Washington Examiner. I mean, that's mainstream news. So the U.S. government is, they're ending gas-powered vehicles by 2030. That's from Reuters in 2021. And this NBC in February of this year, White House rolls out $5 billion in funding plan to states for electric vehicle chargers. So you've got the Biden administration enriching China. Unfortunately, Musk is also enriching China. And that's just one of the reasons to be aware of Musk, because he's pushing this globalist agenda.
Right. And it's amazing when he purchased Twitter, how the left attacked him. But lest we forget, and it's important that you bring back into focus his worldview and his ties. I mean, he's as much elite captured by the communist Chinese as LeBron James, the Biden family, Hillary Clinton, Pelosi. I mean, just go right on down the line, right?
Completely. And he's also part of this whole, let me put it this way. All of Musk's businesses are owned by BlackRock. Mm-hmm. The financial asset manager, $10 trillion in assets. They own more in assets than any of the world's countries' GDPs. Leaving out China and the U.S., that's how much in value BlackRock has. They don't make a widget. They don't make a computer. They don't make, you know, couches or clothes or anything like that. BlackRock's business is to own other businesses. That's how they make their money. They get their funding from themselves, really. BlackRock is owned by Vanguard. Vanguard is private. You can't really see who's giving them money. It's just really wealthy elite oligarchs funding this whole thing. But all of Musk's businesses are owned by BlackRock, who's an official partner of the World Economic Forum, pushing the Great Reset. BlackRock's CEO, Larry Fink, is on the board of the World Economic Forum. So BlackRock is pushing the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, at the end of which you'll own nothing and be happy. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. Why does that matter? It matters because BlackRock owns every single industry. They own all the banks, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank. They own all the credit card companies, Visa, Amex. I just saw a Breitbart article that said Amex it was called Un-American Express. That was the headline in Breitbart, being very creative. But they're pushing this, you know, ESG. They're promoting, you know, the CRT. They're pushing the Great Reset. Why? Because Amex is owned by BlackRock. So are all the computer companies, Apple, Microsoft. So are all the media companies, from CNN to Fox News and everything in between. NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all owned. New York Times, Washington Post, they're all controlled by BlackRock, who's promoting this agenda.
Exactly.
All the clothing company, Levi's, too. And that's how this Great Reset is trickling down into our daily lives. It's how we're being controlled. And all of Musk's businesses, Tesla is owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. SpaceX, owned by Alphabet, which is owned by BlackRock. Fidelity, which is owned by BlackRock. PayPal, owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. SolarCity, parent corp is Tesla, owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. So is OpenAI, his artificial intelligence.
Exactly. Wow. It is so pervasive. You're exactly right, John Fleetwood. And I appreciate you bringing the truth to bear on the ears of our audience here. And so, look, it's up for them, you know, to do their due diligence and find out for themselves.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range.
range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Thursday that his administration is looking ways to reduce some federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
It should be noted the debt will still be paid, and what Biden's forgiveness will change who pays off the student loans, meaning you, the American taxpayers. Some members of Congress are calling for President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act because of concerns the Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine is draining the United States stockpiles at an alarming rate. The president is planning to visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama that makes Javelins next Tuesday. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, with spring temperatures rising and the dog days of summer just around the corner, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning families about the dangers of vehicular heat stroke and leaving children in hot cars. Outside of crashes, heat stroke is the number one vehicle-related killer of children under the age of 14 in the United States. Were you aware of that? More than half, 53% of all vehicle-related heat stroke deaths happen when a child is forgotten by a parent or caregiver and left in a car, and 26% are from a child getting into a car unsupervised. Now, these deaths, while accidental, are preventable. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Stephen Cliff. He's a deputy administrator with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Dr. Cliff, thank you for coming on and talking about this important issue as National Heat Stroke Prevention Day starts on May the 1st. It will run through September, and there is a key message that we need to communicate during this period of time, correct?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. It's really critical that you never leave a child in a car, especially as routines are changing with parents and caregivers going back to the office. We're just reminding parents and caregivers to look before you lock. Always make it a habit to look in the back seat every time you exit the car and never leave a child unattended in a car, even if you're in the shade or you think that rolling the window down is going to help.
Exactly. Well, that's a great mantra, and it's excellent. And I want our audience to really grab a hold of this. You know, where's the baby?
Where's the baby? Look before you lock. An excellent ID and campaign. You know, some people may not realize, Dr. Cliff, that it doesn't take long for a car to heat up, right?
It doesn't. As you mentioned, as temperatures get warmer, a vehicle can get to critical temperatures very quickly. In just 10 minutes, a car can heat up in over 20 degrees, and children are especially susceptible to heat stroke. So when a child is left in a car in a very short period of time, that car heats up too much, and a child can unfortunately lose their life as a result.
Exactly. What else does the data tell us about pediatric vehicular heat stroke?
Well, since 1998, 906 children have been lost to a vehicular heat stroke throughout the country. This is most prevalent in states with warmer ambient temperatures in the south and in the west, but it really can happen anywhere. Anytime daytime temperatures are high enough for a vehicle to get up to temperatures in the 100, over 100 degrees, a child can easily succumb to heat stroke in just a very short period of time.
Yeah, the majority of these children were forgotten by a caregiver, which is amazing, and that seems to translate in something that we're probably more aware of. I was a bit surprised to see the number. Almost a third, 26%, gained access on their own, and this led to a vehicular heat stroke.
Yeah, we encourage people to lock their vehicle when it's left. Vehicles are attractive to children. They look like fun places to play, but once a child gets in a vehicle, may not be able to get out. And so locking that vehicle to prevent unauthorized access is just an important thing to do, even when you're at home, even if a vehicle is in the garage.
Dr. Cliff, what dangerous misconceptions do people have about pediatric heat stroke?
Well, first, no one thinks that they're going to do this. And it turns out that every parent who this has happened to believe that this couldn't happen to them. So first of all, just recognize that it's not an intentional act. It's something that people forget and can make mistakes. And so we're urging parents to always look. And if you have a child and you're ever driving with your child, then you know it's even if you didn't think on that particular day you had a child in the backseat, just look. And if you make that a habit, make that a practice, that will be one thing that can help prevent. We also urge parents and caregivers to use some sort of reminder. As an example, they can put a teddy bear in the backseat when they put their child in the child seat in the backseat, then transfer that teddy bear to the front seat so that you'll see the teddy bear and remind yourself. You can use a note on the dashboard. You can put your briefcase or a purse or your cell phone in the backseat, and that can also help remind you when you get out of the car, you go to get your things, and you'll see the child.
What are the warning signs of heat stroke?
Well, anything that's really out of the ordinary can be a warning sign, but in particular, red, hot and moist, or dry skin is one of the signs. The absence of sweating, even though the child is warm. If you have the child has a strong, rapid pulse or a very slow, weak pulse, or complaining of headache, dizziness, nausea, or seem confused. Also, a child that's especially grouchy or is exhibiting strange behavior. Those might, in any combination, be signs of heat stroke.
So those signs obviously manifest after you pull the child out of the car. You think you're okay, but you know if a child has been exposed over a period of time, then your warning is: look at, be vigilant. You know, keep an eye on these signs and symptoms that could be indicators of a heat stroke. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, and get medical help immediately if you believe there's heat stroke present in a child. Call 911. Get medical help immediately.
And again, you know, we're not talking a long time for a car to heat up here. In a span of 10 minutes, a car can heat up by 20 degrees. And when you're looking at core body temperature reaching approximately 104 degrees, when it gets up to 107, just three more degrees, that could be lethal, right?
It's lethal, right? That's absolutely right.
Unbelievable. This is incredible. I'm so grateful that you have given us this time, Dr. Cliff, because Sunday, May the 1st, kicking off this critical time, heat stroke prevention day on Sunday, May the 1st, but it's going to continue all the way up through September. So these tips you're talking about in terms of, the slogan, where's baby? Look before you lock campaign. This is something that anybody that has a child, you need to put this up on your refrigerator, put it even on the mirror of your car somewhere as a reminder, so that we do something dramatically and in a very wise, careful way to protect our children and do something about, the number of children that are dying of heat stroke. This is all preventable, isn't it?
It is preventable, and I appreciate you urging caregivers to heed that message. Where's baby? Look before you lock.
In the last minute that we have together here, and I appreciate the additional time, Dr. Cliff, that you've given us, what final tips and advice do you have to help parents and caregivers from unintentionally forgetting their children in the vehicle?
We use one of those reminders. Again, look before you lock, and never intentionally leave a child unattended. Those misconceptions we talked about, including cracking a window or parking in the shade, aren't going to be sufficient. A child has a harder time regulating their temperature than an adult. And so it's always, always important to look before you lock and never leave a child unattended in a car.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, be safe. Have it be a safe summer, for you and your children. And heed Dr. Stephen Cliff's advice. This is great information, and it empowers us to be the parent that we all want to be in protecting our children. He's a deputy administrator for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Dr. Stephen Cliff. Thank you, sir, for your time. Appreciate it, doctor.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Well, just a reminder here. Look at all these interviews that you hear on the show are available to be downloaded. It's our gift to you. We're givers, okay? Don't charge you a dime. We don't want to capture any kind of information, invade your privacy whatsoever. We just want you to be informed because knowledge is power. And there's no 8-second sound bites. We want to get into the depth of the topic, whether we're talking with the likes of Dinesh D'Souza, Dr. Wilfred Riley, John Fleetwood, and on. We're just blessed to have these incredible experts, and even Dr. Cliff, who is warning us about, about these unfortunate deaths that happen.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
According According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Kind of the perfect song right now to play, because we're going to be talking about friendships with Lisa Anderson in just a moment. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, all kinds of pandemics going on in our culture. And one of the pandemics that is underreported is friendlessness. You know, and it's kind of ironic because you think, gosh, in this information age and everybody involved with Twitter and Facebook and all these supposed great stories that are happening and how many likes that you have. And you talk to the young people and they go, I don't have any friends. I really just don't have anybody that I can, you know, rely on that I can truly call a friend. Well, Lisa, in her Boundless show, and as the director of Young Adults at Focus, she knows about this, and she's been talking about how to cultivate bold friendships. Lisa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be here.
Hey, looking forward to this conversation. Our friendship database is a bit anemic. I mean, What is going on with our culture right now, especially with the young people who tell me, you know, I don't have a friend. I don't have friends. I don't have people I can count on. What's going on?
Well, in fact, it's probably one of the top questions I get at Boundless. A combo of three questions: how do I make friends? How do I keep friends? And how do I go deeper in friendship? Because it seems like very few people know how to do this. And obviously with the younger generation, and we like to blame the pandemic and all the isolation and whatnot, but really people weren't too great at relationships even before the pandemic. We were reliant upon digital media and on kind of surfacey fake friendships and acquaintances. And so now the ramifications of that are really kind of rising up. And I think it is. It's just a feeling of loss, of no connection, of do people really know me in the world? I go to work every day, or now so many people just work remotely. And so I think it really gives us the opportunity as the church to step in and say, yeah, not only how do we do relationships and how do we care for people like face to face, but also what does it look like to be a real friend? Because as we move the needle for growth, Bill, you know, so many in my audience talk about like millennials and Gen Z. Well, I want feedback, you know, give me feedback. But do we really want feedback? Do we really want to mature and grow and maybe hear some hard things? Not really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've been conditioned by the cancel culture. You know, a book that's been highly celebrated that I direct people to quite often is Dale Carnegie's iconic book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm-hmm. And it's a great primer, and this is a good beginning. But you've got to get outside of yourself. You cannot look at I say, first of all, if you're looking for a friend, that's good. You're realizing that you need to have friends in your life. We're not like Simon and Garfunkel say that I'm a rock, I'm an island unto myself. It doesn't happen that way. We haven't been designed for that. We're designed to have relationships, to interrelate with people for everything. I mean, the Bible tells us, you know, as iron sharpens iron, you know, and all the other encouragements that we have that point in that direction, because it is an endemic need in each of us to have friends. And, you know, to have friends, you got to be a friend too, right?
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is, you know, for someone like myself who's single, I mean, mm-hmm. here I lived alone for, I think it was 12, 13 years, you know, post-college after I had roommates there. Well, then one of my best friends and I moved in a house together to help care for my mom. We moved in mm-hmm. my mom with us. And after she passed away, well, we had our other houses rented out. So we're like, well, I guess we'll just stay roommates, you know, and that's fine. Well, it's hilarious because, you know, when I was really awesome, it's when I lived alone. Because I get along with myself just fine, Bill. I'm amazing when I'm just by myself. But then you get someone else in your space and you're like, why are you doing that? Why do you act that way? Why do you have, what's this stuff sitting over here? And of course, married people know this very well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, we get those questions with routine, let me tell you.
The necessity of flexing, you know. But it's something we all have to learn. You know, we have to strengthen that muscle of sacrificing for others, of learning to adjust, of bending, of being able to hear stuff like, you know, that wasn't appropriate, or that hurt my feelings, or what if you did that differently? And so that's where I think we can really grow in being willing to receive and even ask for sometimes some hard words when it will cause us to mature.
Well, exactly. And then it is going to be a process. I mean, this is not all of a sudden you just say, okay, I'm going to have a bold friendship here. Well, wait a minute. You know? You're gonna
right. Not everyone wants that from you.
Yeah, because the first time you run into that problem, boy, you're back to you know, finding an apartment all by yourself again.
Right. Well, and there are some people who, you know, they're almost a little bit too much on the other side. You know, when you find someone that maybe needs to be confronted or needs something brought up in their life, they're the people that raise their hand right away, and you're like, no. Probably not you. You're a little too interested in confronting people or rebuking people. So, not everyone in your life should have the, you know, the freedom or the license to speak into your life. But you get that close circle of friends that you trust, that you know have your best interests at heart. You know, we know Scripture says, you know, that wounds from a friend are something that we want because we know that it's ultimately for our healing. And so those are the people you want to invite into your circle and ask mm-hmm. them to speak into your life.
And you got to understand, I mean, because I went through this dynamic, and this was, you know, for me, it was quite earth-shaking, Lisa, because I thought I could trust people.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
Yeah.
I it's laughable now. Because I think back on those wounds, you know, and they weren't like righteous wounds like you're talking about, what the word refers to. I mean, these were just brutal wounds. And, you know, and I finally had a very dear friend of mine that lifted a heavy weight off of my psyche and off of my chest, because it was like I just couldn't breathe. And it was like, Bill, what does the Bible say? Who are you to trust? And so, you know, of course, I start, you know, checking out, okay, trust, exactly, and says, trust God only. Well, no wonder, you knucklehead, you're trusting people that really, you're asking too much of them, because we're all humanoids, we're all going to fall short. So I only say that as a warning for people to realize that, look, having close friends and people who you can say are trustworthy is a special blessing. And it is one that both of you have to, assuming there's two people here that are involved in this friendship, you know, that you respect the dynamic of friendship and what it's all about, and also that you're able to forgive.
because we all are going to fall short. We're humanoids. We're imperfect, and we're going to mess up. But we have to, I guess, make the commitment and understanding that, look, we're in this for the long haul. You know,
right.
We're going to run through, you know, some peaks and valleys. And I've often said to my close friends is that, you know, I find that our relationship is strengthened in the valleys, you know, in those dark areas where, you know, you're really stretched and you're doing some soul searching and wondering about it. And you come out of those valleys, the shadow of death, even in relationships. And it helps me appreciate the friendship with this person all the more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was Martin Luther who said, all of life is repentance. And I think
yes.
we remember that, the cycle of growing.
Yes.
The minute we start thinking we don't need grace anymore in our lives or we don't need growth, well, that's when we're going to be in a world of hurt. So it's mm-hmm. just a constant cycle of humbling ourselves, asking for forgiveness, forgiving others, you know, probably being wounded in the process, but realizing mm-hmm. that God ultimately is the keeper of all scores. He knows what's up. We don't have to keep tally sheets and worry about who's doing what. We can mm-hmm. extend ourselves to others.
Well, in the topics that they sent me, they said that you had a personal story to share that involved an uncomfortable exchange. And I hesitate to ask that question because, you know, I've gotten to know you and I'm sensitive to these kind of personal stories. But it's seemed to indicate that you were open to share it. So I'll leave that to you.
Well, it's interesting because you're talking about, you know, sometimes when you have people in your circle that you should or shouldn't trust. And this was actually a guy I was dating back several, probably 10 years ago now. And he was just not a nice guy. Let's be honest. It's a real blessing that relationship ended. And the relationship itself was quite toxic. And praise God, he opened my eyes to it. But in the course of our relationship, this guy told me, and he was trying to quote unquote confront me, and he said, Lisa, you know, here's the deal. You use sarcasm a lot and it actually hurts people. And then he tags on, and many of us in your circle think this. And I'm like, okay, so first of all, now you're speaking for everyone.
Right.
But as I examined that and as the Lord just really worked on my heart, I realized that even though everything he delivered to me was said unkindly, it was said to hurt me, there was some truth in it, Bill. And it was true that I would use sarcasm to try to address real issues with other people that I should have addressed more directly. I would use it as a crutch in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so God told me, work on that, Lisa. And I started doing that and noticing it in myself and being kinder and more encouraging and turning conversations around in a more real way. And it was a real point of growth for me. So it's an example of how even when it's in delivered with poor intent, sometimes God can even use correction for us in a way that will grow us.
Isn't that amazing? I love that. You know, yes, you go, you know, of all people. You know, but, hey, look it. Because we serve a redeeming God, as you said earlier, God is in the redeeming business. He's going to take all these things. If we trust him, say, Lord, you know, what is that about? And I know for me, I am still learning how to do this in terms of, you know, slowing down a bit and not getting so reactive. And, you know, like Jesus said, you're only able to do this because God is allowing you to do this, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, good stuff, as always. Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family and The Boundless Show. Thank you, Lisa. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye. Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan.